are excellent sources of fiber, diba? Cereals, nuts, diba? Nuts are very good sources of protein. So, do I still eat meat? Kasi ganun yan eh, may mga magsasabi, bawal ang karne, bawal ang dairy, bawal ang... Yes, but I don't over... Hindi naman ako araw-araw nagkakarne. Once in a while, I treat myself. You know, when you feel that craving, kailangan minsan pagbigyan mo eh, hello, hindi mo siguro masamang kumain ng kunyari isang bowl ng popcorn today. Diba? Ang next mo, next month na, mga ganon. I treat myself, I don't deprive myself. Siguro, ang bawal lang sa akin is soy. Anything soy, because I'm ERPR positive. In fact, I even switched to alkaline. Because meron po akong kaibigan, he's a chef. His name is Sandy Daza. And he was the one who introduced me to alkaline water. Because, diba, when your body is too acidic, okay, dyan nag-uumpisa ang mga sakit. Okay, what causes the acid in the body? I'm not a doctor, ah, but obviously hindi. Pero may mga, marami na rin po ako natutunan. What causes acid in the body? Some foods, di ba? Galit, hatred, anger, pain, lahat ng mga ganon. And from 2001 to 2008, I've been through a lot of stress. Okay, and I think that's also one thing that also contributed. So, kaya nga sabi ko sa inyo from the beginning, choose to be happy. Even if you're stressed at work, relationships, money, okay? You know, isurrender niyo yun. Of course, magtrabaho naman kayo, baka hindi na kayo nag-work. Paano kayo kikita ng pera? Hello. Diba? Pero magdasal kayo, Lord, help. Well, ano yung sabi ng Diyos? Let go and let God. Diba? Binagdagan mo lang ng D. So you let go. Okay? Ganun na ang ano ko ngayon. Hindi na yung lahat ako. Hindi na. The things that I cannot control, alright, I surrender it to God. Ganun. So now I really feel good about myself. I thank God for my renewed health. Okay? And then I just choose. Okay? I choose who I want to be with. My family, my friends. Ganun. I meet negative people. Meron pa rin naman ganon, di ba? Alam naman, hindi mo sila pansinin. Siyempre, you have to be nice to people. Alright? But you choose. Okay? You choose who matter in your life. And I think, when you do that, makikita niyo po yung difference. Life is easier. Life is beautiful. That's why when I have, you know, pag may mga namimita ko mga tao na, ay, buhay. Mga ganon, di ba? Ang bigat-bigat ng pakiramdam ko, yung mga gano'n. Siyempre, for somebody, yung, like in my case na I've gone through cancer, eh yun na yung talagang the ultimate test, di ba? Siyempre, yun na yun eh. So when I see people na gano'n, I just smile, you know? I just say, kasi lahat naman tayo may problema eh. Malay mo, problema niya, gano'n nakabigat, di ba? So I just tell them, you know, take a deep breath, you know, and then smile, okay? Ano mo rin yan, kaya mo yan, relax, di ba? Do not, wag mo silang i-down. You always have to lift them up. You have to lift them up. So, these are just some of the foods that I'm already, you know, talagang religiously taking, and vitamins and water. But when you feel good about yourself, okay, it really shows. And people will be more drawn to you if you have a positive outlook. Okay, kesa sa ganon. Even your posture, ladies and gentlemen, when you stand tall, do not slouch. Do not, yung ganon. Kasi your visual poise, okay, nasisira kapag naka-slouch kayo. So feel good about yourself. Walk tall. I'm not saying walk tall, nakagano ka na. Look at the person pa rin nakausap mo. Baka naman, nakaganyan ka na eh. Arrogant na dating mo. Diba? This is what I teach in image enhancement. Number one is posture. Okay? Posture. Pull up. Don't slouch. If you feel that na medyo nagko-collapse na yung upper body mo, just pull up to make yourself look and feel confident. At this point, I want to introduce to you, she's my batchmate. We started modeling together. She's older by a year. No, she's younger by a year, tama ba? Okay, fine. So, but idol ko siya because she already has 4 kids. Oh, di ba? Ako isa lang, ikaw apat. Oh, pero sexy pa rin siya. We started modeling together in 1988. And she's one of my, of course, best friend. But ba siya nandito, di ba? So, after modeling, she transitioned to makeup. So she's now a professional makeup artist. She would do my makeup when I was still going through treatment. So she knows. Even now, siya pa rin ang gumagawa ng makeup ko. And I'd like to introduce her to you. Ladies and gentlemen, please clap your hands for Miss Lu Bunyi Pareha. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Good afternoon.
Yes. Bago lahat, kailangan po pala namin ng volunteer. Ah, meron na po ba? For our makeup demo.
Anyone here who is in... Ah, meron ka na. Okay, good.
Ah, meron na.
Again, good afternoon. We have na. Thank you. Si Mike lang, we just like to give...
Pwede rin si Mike. Volunteer. Good afternoon po sa inyong lahat. My name is Lu Bunyi Pareha and I'm working at Emphasis Salon. It's located in Rocco, Makati. And I'm here to show you a short demonstration on how to apply the basic step-by-step makeup application. But before that, I want to share something. Like what I've said kanina po, hindi po ako survivor, but I am willing to serve. And I would like to thank Patty and Cara for inviting me here. Sabi ko nga po, on our way here, sabi ni Patty sa akin, Lu, 40 ka na. Halika, magpa-check ka na rin. So sabi ko, no, natatakot ako, no? Sabi ko sa kanya, sa niya magbo-birthday ako, next week po birthday niya. Sabi niya, gift ko na to na magpa-check ako ulit. Sabi ko, eh, hindi naman ako magbo-birthday. Ikaw mag-birthday. Ganun pa ako. But when I got here, nakita ko kayo and iba-iba ang feeling. Ang weird ang feeling. Pero I want to thank her for inviting me here. Parang sabi ko, sige, halika Patty, sasama na ako sa'yo. Just, you know, this is very informative. Just to know, I mean, you know, para lang lumawak lang yung pagkakaalam ko about this breast cancer thing. Maraming salamat po sa pag-invite sa akin. For now, I would like to call Miss Corazon, si Ma'am Corazon po, Corazon Colmenares. She's 63 years old and she's also a cancer survivor. She's going to be our volunteer. But before that, I just want to tell you that I asked some women, how come they don't wear makeup? Hindi lang po yung mga may breast cancer. So, and I got 3 common answers. Number 1 daw, makeup is too expensive. Totoo ba yan?
Yes.
Number 2, it's time consuming. And number 3, they don't know how to apply. Bakit ba ako mag-makeup? Papapacheck lang naman ako. Anyway, number 1, ano sabi? Makeup daw is too expensive? Yes. Let's face the fact, everything now is expensive. Tama po ba? But you have to be wise. Ano pong pinakamahal sa makeup? I'm not talking about brands, pero ano pong pinakamahal? Is it the lipstick? Ano po? Foundation, yes. You have to be wise when you buy foundation. Kasi po, nasa 1,000 or 2,000, iba-iba, depende sa brand. Pag nagkamali kayo ng bili, sayang lang. Saan po tayo magte-test ng foundation para makuha natin yung shade natin? Saan po? Dito. Sabi ng iba dito, no. Dito po. Yes. Maglalagay lang po tayo ng konti, then blend it. Pag nag-disappear ang foundation, that's the right shade for you. Yes. Pero pagka medyo light, syempre magmumukha namang ang puti-puti. Or pag nandun pa rin siya, it's either dark or lighter. So pag nag-disappear siya, yun ang tamang shade. And if you still don't know how to apply makeup, please buy yung mga gantong single colors lang. Huwag muna kayong bibili ng palette kasi masasayang lang. And there are a lot of colors here. Ang palette po, itong maraming colors. Sayang lang siya. So, and what else? The lipstick, ang lipstick naman everyday. Nagagamit na rin, hindi masasayang yan. You can also mix colors, okay? And second, it's time consuming daw. Parang napansin ko kanina, ang daming nag-agree. Diba? All you need is practice. You don't have to wear heavy makeup. Practice lang po yan. Pag nakabisado nyo na mukha nyo, mabilis lang yan. Hindi naman kailangan kumpleto eh. Yung basic lang. And 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, kaya nyo na yan. Mabilis lang yan. And third, they don't know how to apply. Kaya po ako nandito. Magde-demo po ako ng konti. Okay. Si Ma'am Corazon. Titignan natin. I have different shades here. Can you show the slide, please? Ay, sakuran po. We need a sponge. Meron din po tayong foundation brush. What we call the foundation brush. And we have this slanted ankle brush. Siguro sabihin nyo, ang dami-dami naman yan. These are the basics. Pwede rin yung brush na yan with a brown eyeshadow. Next. And the powder brush. Huwag po kayo matakot. This is my professional use. Hindi po kailangan lahat to. Okay, for the foundation, I'm going to show you this.
This is the right shade for her. No. No. Mas lalo. If you have normal skin,
You should know. You should also know your skin type. What are the different skin types?
Oily,
normal, dry. Yes. You have to know your skin type. If you have normal skin, you can use any foundation. Pwedeng stick, pwedeng cream, any. But if you have dry skin, mas maganda kung gagamit kayo ng cream. Okay? And if you have oily skin, there are some foundations that you can buy na nakalagay doon yung oil-free. Okay. When you apply the foundation, alam niyo yung 6 dots? Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, spread it out upwards. It's your choice, huh? You can just use a powder for everyday use or foundation. But I'm just demonstrating how to apply that. Which is best for everyday use, pwedeng ano, a powder lang. Pero you can use foundation para lang hindi na kayo yung mayat-maya retouch, powder ng powder. Pero thin application lang. Okay. And then outwards. And then, close your eyes please. And then, this is very important sa eye bags natin, but very, very light lang po. Huwag niyong didiinan. Then down. Then outwards come on the cheeks. Don't forget the corners. Then the neck. Pag apply po sa neck upwards. Then after that, what's next? You don't have to use naman concealer. But if you have dark circles, yeah, pwede take a concealer. But if you're okay naman kayo,
Accounting boss lang yun, Levicious. You can use a loose powder after this. What's the difference between the loose powder and the pressed powder? Anyone? Ang loose powder, we can use it after the foundation. Para very light lang. Ang pressed powder, pang retouch. Okay, ano yung tura ng loose powder?
Johnson's.
Pwede rin Johnson's, ha? I'm not kidding. Johnson's baby powder. Then, you can use your powder brush. And next is our key line. I heard that some of you mentioned numinipis daw po ang key line. Ito ba yun? After key line? Or yung natatapos sa line, right? Okay, you can use your eyebrow brush or a pencil. But ang suggestion ko po, don't use black. Nakakatapang po. Use dark brown. It depends on the color of your hair. If you have brown hair, mas maganda po ang brown shade or dark brown. Nakakatapang po kasi ang black. When you apply, you can start, you can brush your eyebrows. So you can see your natural arc. I'm going to use this brush. And then look for your natural, the highest point of your arc here. You can start from here. Going down. Clean up the brow bone. Just follow. Then here. And connect. Then brush again. Para mas mukha siyang natural. Hindi siya mukhang drawing. Then next, eto na, yung nose line. You can also use a brush or your finger, your middle finger. Alam nyo, mas mabibili kayo ng mga eyeshadow, gamit na gamit ang brown. Not too dark, but very yung brown. This one, pwede siyang pang eyeshadow, pero pwede siyang pang nose line. Pwede rin siyang pang contour. Okay. I'm going to teach you how to do the nose line. Spread down. Then you can start from the corner of your eye, going down. Straight lang. Huwag naman diretsong diretso. Just follow yung nose bridge nyo. Bridge. Lalagyan natin. Ito nga ang power of makeup. Okay. And spread. Diretso lang. Pero, ina-blend nyo naman, of course. Nakakatakot naman, mukha kayo may dumi sa ilong, right? Ina-blend yan. By blending, palabas. Palabas lang. Then down again. After that, I'll do that. I'm going to use naman a brush. Okay, then you can use again your sponge by blending. So you can blend your nose line para hindi naman siya halatang-halatang nagmamatang sa ilong tayo. Okay? Next. Do you still want to know the how to apply the eyeshadow? Kasi pang everyday, pwede naman walang eyeshadow eh. Apply lang. Okay. Stop sabihin nyo na kasi hindi may dot magpapacheck up lang. Yes. If you are going to buy eyeshadow, I suggest meron ng marami na yan. Actually, marami ng brands na pwede kayo mabili. Meron ng nakaset. You don't have to combine colors. Nakaset na siya. Like this. Ito ang pinaka-basic. You need three shades. May extra na lang isang shade yan. But you need three shades. Light, medium, and dark. So, considering itong light natin, medium, and dark. You can choose dito sa dalawa kung ano medium. Okay, I'm going to choose this, light, medium, and dark. For the lighter shade, use your eyeshadow brush.
Apply it here, under your brow bone. It's up to you, you can spread it all over. Or pwedeng dito lang sa ilalim ng kilay. Pang-highlight lang sa other side.
And then, the medium shade. You can also use water, ah. What's the difference between the dry and wet eyeshadow? Okay, ang dry, sandali lang. After an hour or two, nagparang nawawala yung eyeshadow nyo. But if it's wet, mas matagal siya.
Okay,
for medium shade, just follow your crease. Drawing na muna yan. You know, the most important thing here is blending. Kahit na anong mahal po ng makeup nyo, kung hindi nyo nag-blend, baliwala. Okay, how to blend? Of course, you need a tissue. Tanggalin lang po natin yung excess powder sa tissue. And then, blend nyo na lang po from here.
Going up.
Then the last shade, the darkest shade. Actually, you can experiment, but for this, for now, basic lang to.
Pwede kayong mag-drawing.
Kaya lang isang mata lang, ma, paano ko na? Isang mata lang.
And use your powder brush to clean. Every step you need to clean your makeup.
And to finish that, you can draw one line. I'm going to use a gel liner. You can also use powder eyeshadow, pero babasahin po natin yun. But for now, I'm going to use a gel liner. You can use brown or black. It depends on you.
start from the center. Now, bakit sa center? So you have control. Para hindi siya sobrang kapal. Mamaya yung line nyo, eyeshadow na rin. So line na. For everyday use, pwede yung line lang. Kahit wala kayong eyeshadow kung nagmamadali kayo. Just to brighten up your eyes. It's your choice if you want to put eyeliner sa ilalim or pwedeng hindi rin. Yung ibang sabi nila ayaw nila para daw mas nakakabata kasi tumatapang ang mata pag meron yun sa ilalim. But never use black unless you're going to have a pictorial sa mga pang-magazine pwede. But for everyday use, don't use black. Nakakatapang kasi. Do you still want to know how to apply the mascara or... Yes. Of course, you're going. You'll be needing a curl lash and the mascara. When you curl your lashes, pwedeng three steps. It depends. Kung mahabang lashes nyo, just sit down. You can hold.
You're here. Curl it from the roots, then center, then dulo.
It depends. Kay mga pwede siyang twice lang. Bakit ganon? Kasi yung iba parang may check mark, parang nagulat. Pag once mo lang siya pinress, make sure kahit dalawa para maganda yung curl niya. And make sure lahat ng lashes makukuha. Kasi minsan meron mga pasaway na pidikbata. Naka-curl lahat kasi meron naka-diretso. Diba? Before you apply your mascara, make sure lahat na-curl. Pantay. When you apply the mascara, you wiggle it. And make sure lahat malalagyan. Kasi pag nag-side view, sa side view makikita yung dulo lang meron. From the roots.
Malabas.
And the blush on. Start from here. From here ha, huwag naman yung sa tenga, huwag din naman yung putol. Yung iba kasi pag sa side view, makikita nyo putol yung nag-start sila dito. No, you start from here, going down. You can smile para you can see your cheekbone. Ganda. So before kayo mag-apply ng lipstick, one last loose powder or pressed powder, but it depends on you. Panglinis lang. Kasi yung iba napapasobrang blush on para daw sinampal. But if you apply a loose powder, mas magaan siya. Ang blend. And it's your choice if you want light or dark lipstick. Pero ang uso kasi ngayon, if you have dark eyes, light ano na tayo, or nude lipstick. Hindi yung matapang na yung eyes mo, matapang pa yung color ng lips. Nakakatakot. Okay, when you apply the lipstick, you can make an outline.
Outline first. And then fill it in.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Ayan po. So, oh, 63 na. Oh, hindi ko siya nilagyan ng eyeliner. Mas mukhang bata siya. Eh, there are two things makeup can do. It's either mapapangit ka or mapaganda ka. It depends on how you apply it. You have to be careful, but you also have to practice. Sana po nakatulong po.
Thank you very much. At this point also po, we just want to show just a small demo on how to wear a bandana. Kasi nga po, diba, when I was going through treatment, hindi po ako nakapag-bandana. So I was wearing a wig. But it, somehow, marunong naman po akong maggamit po nito. So basically, this is a bandana. Alright? So how do we wear it? Okay? So if you're going through treatment, if you have friends or family members who are going through treatment, of course, it's your option if you want to use a bandana or a wig. So at this point, sa kay ma'am na rin po natin ilagay. O sige, ganito po yun.
There's a garter at the back, so you can adjust. And for those who would like to, put it on the side, pwede din. Iba, hinihemba nila. Even boys, could use it. So, fashionable siya. Very fashionable. Madali pang isuot. At di madudulas kasi may garterize siya.
Thank you very much. Thanks, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you po. So I think we will be giving out some of the bandanas. Mamaya. Sorry, mamaya. That's yours na po, ma'am. Salamat. Thank you everybody for coming to our talk today. I hope meron po kayo natutunan. Last na lang po, I mentioned about exercise. Exercise, even after treatment, especially after treatment, is very important because when you sweat, pag pinapawisan po tayo, importante po yan because cancer cells will not survive in an oxygenated environment. So when you exercise and you sweat, okay, only the healthy cells, okay, it promotes more healthy cells. And the cancer cells do not thrive in an environment when you exercise a lot. The more you sweat, the better. Salamat. Sana po na-inspire po namin kayo sa talk namin today. And I would like to give the microphone again back to Miss May.
Thank you, Miss Patty. Please, before everyone leaves, si Mike lang has to thank the people who ask questions. And after that, if our two expert resource speakers can also stay on, we'll just give you a simple token of appreciation.
So maraming salamat. And for those that participate kayo, ma'am, I have something for you. Okay, so can you pass it na lang, ma'am, over there. And para sa model natin kanina, since nalagyan siya ng makeup, diba? Meron siyang bandana at the same time, she needs to wipe it off later, sabi ni Patty, di ba kailangan maglinis ka na, no? So we have this, I'm giving her an Evo Skin Cleanser. This is really a very, very mild cleanser for the face. So, where is she?
Thank you very much.
I have one for one more question there, yeah. Brian, where am I? Okay, thank you po. And then,
can Mike and our two very beautiful ladies join Mike on stage? Or here lang, and then of course our photographer, Mike.
Sorry.
Yan. Okay. Ang binigyan natin. Yan na po ang finished product natin. Kanina po si Ma'am naging sir. Okay, thank you very much PCSI Point of Care Solutions Inc. And thank you very much to Ms. Patton. Thank you very much. Now, after this, we'll just have a 5-minute break, and we'll have the afternoon session with Dr. Pagkatipunan and Dr. Rachel Rosario to talk about practical management of the side effects of chemotherapy. We had a very, very nice morning session of the same topic. For those of you who weren't able to witness that, please do so and stay on. It's highly interactive, very practical. Free consultation. For those of you who've seen it and want to see it again, okay lang po. So, thank you very much and see you in about 5 minutes.